So Many Circles, So Many Squares by Tana Hoban. Podcast by Farah Salman, February 15, 2008. This wordless picture book gives unique photos of things that we rarely notice in our everyday lives. Pictures range from vents in a wall to industrial pipes, as well as common household stuff like plates in a dishwasher and radishes and grapes. There is no order in the number of things photographed on each page, so road counting is not an option for the young reader. Each and every page challenges the mind to not only count the things, but also to notice the shapes and colors. For example, one page has six wicker baskets of different sizes, one inside the other. But that's not all. The baskets are behind a net, therefore an opportunity to count 90 squares is given too. It depends on the reader how deep he or she wants to delve into the pictures. Since the photos are very diverse and somewhat complex, So Many Circles, So Many Squares can be used for grades KG through second, maybe even third. The young students may just count the teapots and plates, whereas older grades can find out how many wheels in all for the seven bicycles standing in a row, or to compare and contrast the tiny squares of one waffle with the black and white squares of a table cover on the page beside. The page does not lose its appeal because there is no text. In fact, the imagination of the child will soar even higher by relating to the pictures based on his or her own experience. Another counting book that may go together with this one due to its creative use of number of dots is Donald Crew's 10 Black Dots. Thank you. The end.